Listening 1. Chances are that when one thinks about canned soup, the first thought that comes to mind is Campbell's soup. In nearly every grocery store in the U.S. and in many around the world, consumers can find the iconic red and white can. The company was originally founded in 1869 in Camden, New Jersey, by Joseph Campbell, a fruit merchant, and Abraham Anderson, an icebox manufacturer. One of their first products was a ready-to-eat tomato soup. In 1897, a chemist working for the company, Dr. John T. Dorrance, created the formula for condensed soup, from which 5 varieties of soup were created. The tomato soup remains one of the top 10 shelf-stable products in the U.S. today. The iconic Campbell's label came into being later due to a confluence of events. First, an executive attended a football game between Cornell University and Penn State University and was so impressed with the red and white uniforms of Cornell that he convinced Campbell's to use the colors for the label. Second, in 1900, the medal is added to the Campbell's can after they win a Medal of Excellence at the Paris Exposition. These days, Campbell's has a wide range of products, including other soups, baked goods, and juices. According to Campbell's, there is one of their products in 95.8% of U.S. households and 80 Campbell's products bought in North America every second. Campbell's, Listening 2. The Campbell's can is so recognizable that it has become a staple of Americana and has even had considerable impact on the art world. This is due largely to the works of Andy Warhol, the 20th century artist best known for his works of pop art. During his artistic career, Warhol had a series of works that prominently featured Campbell's soup cans. In fact, his works related to Campbell's soup helped to solidify his fame and reputation as an up-and-coming force in the U.S. art scene. His initial work involving Campbell's soup cans was a series of 32 canvases featuring each of the types of soups offered by Campbell's at the time. The pictures themselves were produced by a printmaking method and looked more like commercial art than traditional paintings. The series was debuted on July 9, 1962, in the Ferris Gallery of Los Angeles. Over the years of his career, Warhol would do several different pieces which featured Campbell's soup in some way or another. The prints themselves are quite valuable, selling at auction for millions of dollars. 7 of the prints were stolen from the Springfield Museum in 2016. Campbell's has taken a page out of Warhol's book themselves by offering limited edition special design cans. These are frequently used in promotion and feature characters from series such as Star Wars, Marvel, and Disney.